for media members who have just joined us, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of our coaches here this morning. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Good morning.
Good morning. A good way to start the season for you guys, a 10-0 victory over Morgan State in the battle for Greater Baltimore. Give me your impressions on how your team performed.
It's great to have a win. I thought we played extremely well on defense, pressed the quarterback well, tackled well, didn't give up big plays, got off the field in third down better than we had in the past, definitely did a better job in the red zone. That was kind of impressive. And on the offensive side of the ball, I think we made too many mistakes that looked very good, and a couple key mistakes very early on kind of kept us from getting in any kind of rhythm. And a lot to work on, but very glad we get to work on it as 1-0 and not 0-1. And as one guy told me afterwards, I've been a part of some really sexy losses and some really ugly wins. Want to bet which one feels better?
We've got some media questions in queue if you'll get those for us, Carl.
We have a question from the line of Mr. Don Marcus of the Baltimore Sun. Your line is open.
Hi, Rob.
Morning, Don, or afternoon.
Yes. Can you talk about the difference of playing Maryland now than it was a few years ago when you played against Randy and going up against another? I don't know. I don't think it was Randy's first year. Was it his second year?
Yeah, I think he's probably right. Mm-hmm.
Playing up there.
Sure.
Down there.
Just on film, from what I've seen, they're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger, and there are a lot more of them. And that's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. And just in terms of the opportunity for your guys, given what happened last weekend, when you have the kind of upset you had last week, does that come into the preparation at all in terms of saying we can be the next team to do that?
No, I'm not really sure which upset you're talking about.
Howard beating.
Oh, okay.
Liberty beating Baylor.
Sure. This happens every year all over the country, different teams, different places, all the time. There's a reason why you line up. Despite all the prognostications, there's a reason why you actually line up and play the game. And that anything can happen on any given day. And that the good part about these teams, most of these teams that go out there, they're not out there to catch a paycheck. You know, we're not getting paid that much to go play Maryland. What we are doing is going to play an in-state team that's, I'm a fan of saying this, 66% of them, or 50%, I guess, take them, including the service academies, of all the football money in the state of Maryland will be in the state of Maryland this day, and that's a pretty good thing. I think our guys are excited to go play the school that probably didn't recruit them. They're excited to go play against guys that they know that, they didn't get recruited to go there. And the fact that Maryland beat Texas only makes it just a bigger piece to bite off, and our kids are excited about it.
Thanks.
Sure.
Our next question comes from the line of Mr. Michael Yaman of the Baltimore Sun. Your line is open.
Coach, shutout against Morgan State is great. How do you stop a team that scores 51 points against a ranked opponent?
Dude, I don't think you stop them. You slow them down. You play better defense than what Texas did. I can tell you one thing. We need to tackle better because they're really, really good. And I watched film. Texas didn't tackle well at all. And Maryland's strong. They're fast. They're organized. I don't know what people pick them to be or not to be. But everything I've seen on film right now, they're going to be very, very good.
Does it matter to you who they start at quarterback?
God, no. We got so many other problems than figuring out who their starting quarterback is versus the other 10 guys they put on the field. He's just one more problem.
You won the Battle of Greater Baltimore. Now Towson's in the Battle of Greater Maryland, I guess you would call it. Any surprises for the Terps? You can pull out all the stops in this one, can't you?
Well, just the determination of your question, if I answered it, there wouldn't be any. Oh, look, they're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger than we are, and there's more of them. So this is a challenge of magnanimous proportions, but everybody lines up to play every single time. I told our kids, look, you can have all the five-star recruits in the world you want, but only 11 of them get to play at a time. We're going to have to be tougher to withstand that kind of depth and consistent speed and physicality that Maryland has.
Morgan Mihalik and Shane Simpson didn't have stellar games against Morgan. Was Morgan State's defense that good, or did they just have off games?
Morgan's defense is extremely good. They packed the box to stop the run. They didn't have one more guy in the box. They had two. And we needed to make some plays in the passing game that were contested and roughly contested that we didn't make. And the good news is that those things that we feel we need to work on, we get to do this week with a win in our back pocket because we played great defense.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
And we have a follow-up question from the line of Mr. Don Marcus of Baltimore Sun. Your line is open.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, Don.
Have you ever been in a situation where you played against one of your coached against one of your former players, and obviously the situation with Jaquiel was, you know, starting at Maryland, then going back there was, as DJ called it, unique. I don't know if you would use another word. But how do you feel about lining up your team again, you know, with Jaquiel on the field?
Just another guy on another team. You know, I know him. I think he's a hell of a player. I know he worked very hard for us when he was here, and I expect good things from him when he faces us. He's a good football player. He was a good football player when he was at Maryland the first time. He was a good football player when he was here, and he's a good football player at Maryland again.
Did you understand his decision to go back?
I'm not commenting about that.
Okay, thank you.
Rob, you touched on the defensive performance of you guys holding them to 234, 49 on the ground, and forcing those four turnovers. Who really stood out to you when you went back and looked at the film?
Well, that's the great part about it. You know, you guys can assign, you know, greatness to all these guys, but we have so many guys playing so well, playing so hard, and playing so fast. I can't remember the last time we forced two turnovers, nevertheless four. And you know, this time those turnovers actually turned into points and changed momentum swings in a game and controlled the game. And that's an old-school defensive mentality from way back, and it's something that it's really nice to see, and I think it's going to bode well for us as we go through the rest of the season.
You've touched on with Mike and Don the challenge of facing Maryland. What are you looking forward to getting from your team? What would you like to see them obviously get a win, but what would you like to see from your guys on Saturday?
Well, yeah, of course, you know, you don't line up to lose, so the goal is to win. But is the progress through the season, you know, what you want to be a decent team in September. You want to be a better team in October, and you want to be a damn good team in November and beyond. And to do that, you're going to have to improve week to week. You don't just start off being something and stay that way. So whatever we are, we need to get better. Whatever we aren't, we need to get better. And that's what we need. This is going to be a great challenge and, you know, tougher to measure against an opponent that you're clearly supposed to be outmatched by. But our goal is to get better and get that win.
All right. Good luck on Saturday at Maryland. Look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. Thanks very much.